Falta say two drops. Até esses caras da minha vaga acharam que pode chegar, que não sei, two drops, as conditions says only drop as I see one drop. And the shadows of which is the one drop that you say to be on. So in Shomaro, the Machloek is the Machaber that I bought. And the Mice, it's a Minig Spad, the Minig Ashkena. The Minig Ashkena is like the Ramon, the Minig Ashkena is that you go straight. You say the Halle, then the conclusion of the Halle say, you have a look up until the end, but you don't say it again, you don't say the last one. Now the word about the so then you say Ishmas, and then you say Ishtabak, you say the Hasim on Ishtabak.
Among the various karbonas mentioned in this week's Seder in Parshas Tzav, you have the din of chavite kain gadol and the minchas chinuch. Minchas chinuch is a karbon. the Chavit Kohen Gadol was a din that the Kohen Gadol had to pay for a korban mincha that was offered every day. Machtzisa b'boyka machtzisa b'ena aboyim. There were several mitzvahs that were done every day, twice a day. There was a korban tamei that was done, tamei sheshachat, tamei shebena aboyim. Then there was ketores that was korev, pas b'shachas, pas b'ena aboyim. Then the Chavit Kohen Gadol was also offered, divided into two parts. Kohen Gadol had a paper, he didn't have to do the hafkar, he was sleeping at home. As long as the makar of his minchas chavit in the Beis HaMikdash every day, machtzisa b'boyka machtzisa b'ena aboyim. According to the Rambam, the Hadlokas HaMenorah was also twice a day. So most of the Rishonim disagree, and they say, no, Hadlokas HaMenorah was only in the evening. And in the morning, they just did Hatovah, they cleaned out the menorah. These are Machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban, and the Sefer HaMitzvahs regarding these three mitzvahs, namely the mitzvah of Tamei Shachar v'Tamei Shebena Abayim, and the mitzvah of Chavit Kohen Gadol twice a day, and the mitzvah of Torah twice a day. And then in addition to these, you have a mitzvah of Kriya Shema twice a day. These four mitzvahs that you have twice a day, whether they count as one mitzvah, they count as two mitzvahs. So the Rambam counts them as one mitzvah. To bring, to say Kriya Shema twice a day, to bring Chavit Kohen Gadol twice a day, to bring Torah twice a day, to bring Tefillin twice a day. And the Ramban disagrees and says, why should they be counted as one mitzvah? They're two distinct mitzvahs. To bring Tamei Shachar, to bring Tamei Shebena Abayim. You don't count the Talmud every day of the year as a separate mitzvah, then you'll have 354 mitzvahs to bring a Talmud every day. Then you'll have a billion mitzvahs to bring every day of the history of the world. A billion mitzvahs to bring a Talmud every day. Every day is another mitzvah. But the Ramban Tanya says the Talmud Shoshach, Talmud Shemein Abayim, these should be counted as two different mitzvahs. This machlokes is the Rambam and the Ramban. It has relevance to other mitzvahs. According to the Ramban, that you count Kriya Shema as two, you count Torah as two, Chavit Kohen Gadol as two, and Talmud Tanidim also as two. So you have an extra four mitzvahs, and you have to kick out another four mitzvahs in the Rambam's minyan. You have to shuffle everything up. So the Rambam makes a whole chesed, but he throws out and everything. What is Taka the Rambam Shita is very strange. Why should you Taka count it as one mitzvah? So then, as Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, there is a Gemara in Brachas that seems to indicate like the Rambam a little bit. The Gemara has in the beginning of Tfilas HaShachar a Sofer regarding Tfilas Tashlumin. You have a din that if a person is even davening Ma'ariv, then you can have Tashlum, you can daven Shachris twice. Make up, after the davening Shachris, he davens the second time to make up for that. Person failed to daven in Beshogeg, forgot to daven Shachris, so he makes Tashlum, he davens Mincha twice, and the second Tfilah is a Tashlum for the Shachris. As a Sofei, what if he forgot to daven Mincha? Can he daven Ma'ariv twice? The second Ma'ariv should be a Tashlum for the Mincha, or not? What's the Shachris? The Sofei is, maybe you say just like in Korbana, Sofei Yom, a bottle Korbana. So here also, the Mincha Tamara is already Yavah Yomah, is Badal Korban, it's a different day. The Gemara, the Sofing that Gemara quotes, the Sefer Shidin, the Poshi Tisharah, but you do have Tashlumin even for Mincha Tamara, and you daven Ma'ariv twice, and the second Tfilah is for the Tashlumin, for the Mincha that you missed. So the Meforshim on the Gemara, that's the Kashim. There's a Sefer on Brochus by a big Tavakov, and Vodka Chavus, who's ever read that enough. He has a hard time. Called Kurla Zohar. They have a hard time for entering this kash, but he quotes it from the classic Lachrim. But they work a lot on this kash, and the yeshivas today, Brochus is a popular mesikta that's learned. So in the yeshivas, everybody says Torah on this kash also. What do the Gemara say all of a sudden, Ova Yom Avotu Korban? The Chalop, Ova Ismanu Avotu Korban. Let's say the Talmud Shal Shachar was not brought before Chatzot, or before Dalit Shoth. The Gemara says in Brochus, Machlech Shavyud and the Rabbonon, how late you can daven Shachris. Whether only till Dalit Shoah is Bayom, that's Rav Yudah's opinion, and the Chacham you say up until Chatzos. So Gemara seems to imply that the Machlokes are given the Rabbanon regarding Tfilas HaShachar, that it's only till Dalit Shoah, so until Chatzos is really a Machlokes on a level of Deraisa. When is the proper Zman? What's called Boker? When is the proper Zman to offer the Talmid Shal Shachar, the Talmid Shal Boker? Is it only till Dalit Shoah, or is it even up until Chatzos? That's a simple reading of the Gemara, that they argue on a level of Deraisa. What is the proper Zman? The Talmud Shoshachar. So what if the Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash didn't offer the Talmud Shoshachar in the proper Zman before Dalit Shoah, the Rav Yudah, before Chatzos, the Rabbanon? Can they offer the Talmud Shoshachar in the afternoon? So the Bavli says in Menachos that not. The Gemara says in Menachos that one is permitted to bring a Talmud Shoshachar Abayim, even though you didn't bring the Talmud Shoshachar. The Gemara says it depends. The Gemara says in Menachos. If you're building a new Mizbeach and you have to make, you just built a new Mizbeach today, let's say, Sheikh came, he built the Beis HaMikdash, you make a mizbeach, and before the mizbeach is royal, a hakriv olav karbonis, you have to bring a korban for Chanukah on mizbeach. So what do you mechanach the mizbeach with? So the Mishnah says in Menachos, say mechanach on mizbeach ela b'tamid shol shachar. You have to start off the avodas on mizbeach with the tamid shol shachar. So So the Gemara says, when do you have these things? If you have to start over the Talmud Shal Shachar, that's only if you just built the Mizbech today. If you build the Mizbech 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you don't bring any Korbanos today. You don't bring any Korbanos. Wait till tomorrow morning. You bring Talmud Shal Shachar. Then from then on, after you did the Chanukah Shal Mizbech, from then on you do. But you don't begin the Chanukah, you don't bring any Korbanos before the Chanukah Shal Mizbech. And the Chanukah Shal Mizbech has to be a Mechanchem Mela B'Talmud Shal Shachar. However, what if the Mizbech already is in function? Except the Kohanim always slept one day, or whatever, there was a scarcity, there were no Gehenis, there were no Tnimim, there were no Kabbalah, and for some reason or another, there was a Machlekes, Nibarosh, who's going to be in charge of the Kabbalah, whatever reason it may possibly be, they didn't offer the Talmud Shal Shachar. Then the Mishnah says, Eim Akhman says, you can offer the Talmud Shal Bein Abayim, even though the Talmud Shal Shachar was not offered. So the Gemara discusses over there, why not bring the Talmud Shal Shachar now in the afternoon? Gemara implies clearly that you cannot bring the Talmud Shal Shachar in the afternoon. Not only over Yom Abatul Korban, or the day is gone, over Zman Abatul Korban. On Musafim, there is no, the Zman is called Ayom. The Korban Musaf can be brought any time during the day. So on the Korban Musaf, you would say, over Yom Abatul Korban, if the day is gone, you can't offer the Korban any longer, there's no Tashlumit for a Musaf. But on a Tomid, if you're talking about a Talmud Shal Shachar, then why do you only... What is more, Clara Shaila, do you have Tashlumin on Mincha that you missed after Meir? Of course, it's a different day. How do you have Tashlumin on Shachris? You daven Mincha twice and you make up the section essays to make up the Shachris. It's over Zman and Bottle Kopon, what's that? It's over Yom. There's a particular that says, Yes, the has a long Arichas on this. In the Sefer Tziyunim Lakhari, there's a particular that says against the Gemara and Rav. The particular supposedly is another source in Tanoi and Rav, right? Supposedly a Talmudic source that presents a different shita that's chelik on the bottom of the Menachos and says that there is Tashlumin, that if you miss the Talmud Shal Shachar, you can bring it in the afternoon. But according to the Bavli, you cannot bring it in the afternoon. So the Kasha is, if the Bavli assumes that of a Zman, Bavli Korban, you cannot offer Talmud Shal Shachar in the afternoon, so why doesn't the Gemara raise the question regarding the Tashlumin on Shachar's to Mincha? Why is it only a Sofik on Mincha Tamah? This is a Kasha that Achronim work on. So they give various suggestions. Some give good answers, some give weak answers, some give bad answers. Different madrigals and answers. So Rachik thought that perhaps the answer lies in this Rambam. That the Machlek is the Rambam and the Ramban is where he can't. Talmud Shal Shachar, Talmud Shal Bein Abayim is one mitzvah, two mitzvahs. Same Machlek is by Kriyashma, by Torahs, by Chavit, Kohen Gadol. So the Rambam's opinion is that although the Zmanim are different, and there's no Tashlumin, let's say, of a Zman of Bavu Korbanu, but basically it's one Chiyuv. Every day in the morning, Klal Yisrael becomes Mechiyuv to bring two Korbanos. It's one Mechayiv. So although the Zman Kiyum HaMitzvah is different, the Zman Kiyum HaMitzvah of Talmud Shal Shachar is only in the morning, and the Zman Kiyum HaMitzvah of Talmud Shal Bein Abayim is only in the afternoon. Can't be Yoytzid if you bring Talmud Shal Bein Abayim in the morning. Nevertheless, but the Zman Achiyuv is one. In the morning of every day, Bnei Yisrael, Klal Yisrael becomes mechuyev to bring the two korbanos. One of them, they're able to be yotzei the mitzvah immediately, and the other mitzvah that they're mechuyev in the morning, they're unable to be yotzei till later. So the Rambam apparently holds that since there's one mechayev for both tmidim and one mechayev for both kriyashma and one mechayev for both torism and one mechayev for both chavit and gadol, that's why he counts it as one mitzvah rather than two mitzvahs, because he counts the mitzvahs according to how many mechayevim there are, not according to the zman hakiyum, not according to the zman that they're able to observe the mitzvah. So apparently the Rambam derived this principle from this Gemara, that the Machayiv is one, because why does the Gemara say Ova Yom Abatul Korbono? That the Gemara say Ova Zman Abatul Korbono? So it would appear from the Gemara that even though in the afternoon it's no longer the Zman of Hakrove, of Talmud Shal Bein Abayim, but the Gemara assumes that there is some kind of a connection between the Talmud Shal Shachar and Talmud Shal Bein Abayim. More so than from one day to the other. So what's the chiluk between Talmud Shal Shachar and Talmud Shal Bein Abayim and today's tmidim and tomorrow's tmidim? How come the Gemara says only Ova Yom? So the Gemara, it is mashma that there is that there's some connection between the Talmud Shal Shachar and Talmud Shal Bein Abayim. So the Rambam apparently understood that this is the connection, that it's one mechaya for both of them. So even though when it comes already mincha time, it's Ova Zman of Bottle Korban, it's no longer the Zman HaKrovas of Talmud Shal Shachar, but it's still the same Zman of the Chiyuv, because the Chiyuv came together for the Talmud Shal Shachar and Talmud Shal Bein Abayim. The mechaya was one. That's why the Rambam counts it as one mitzvah. Perhaps that's the deal. So the chavit to Kohen Gadol is a korban that the Kohen Gadol has to pay for. Whenever you're mechuyev to bring the korban, then you have to be a shutif in the korban. You have to fund the korban. There is a halacha, the Gemara learns that from Sukkim in Masech Asnoz. The Gemara derives it in, let's say, I was Mechal Shabbos b'shoigeg, and I have to offer a korban. Let's say, I ate some chela, b'dam, b'shoigeg, I have to bring a korban chatos in the Beis HaMikdash. So the din is that I have to pay for the korban. That's what makes me the bala korban. Not only indeed, it belongs to me. I'm also the bala korban as far as the kapara is concerned. But the korban is older for me, and I'm yotzi idei chayvosis. So the Gemara does derive from a pasuk in Maseches Nozir, in the Chos. The Gemara has there a pasuk that someone else be makdish a korban amanoshi is kapa bo chaveir. The Gemara has such an institution. Makdish amanoshi is kapa bo chaveir. So the Gemara discusses whether you need das pilon, you don't need das pilon. When you're makdish a korban, that I should become the bala korban, do I have to be masking to it? Do I have to agree to it? Both b'shas hafroshes hakorban and b'shas hakrova or not? So there's a whole discussion in the Gemara. But there is such an institution that someone else is magdish the korban, and Menashe is kapa by chaver. So the question is, so how do I become the bala korban? If the assumption is that the only one is called the bala korban for kapara purposes is the one who paid for the korban, the one who funded it. That's why the chavit kain gadol called chavit kain gadol. He doesn't have to do the hakrover. The kain hedik can do the hakrover. The only time you need a kain gadol is on Yom Kippur. Or you don't need a kain gadol. So the chavit kain gadol are called chavit kain gadol because he pays for it. And the Gemara even has a whole discussion, what if the Kohen Gadol dies? And they didn't have an opportunity to appoint the new Kohen Gadol yet. So you don't bring any Chavit to Kohen Gadol during the interim period. The Gemara has a whole Machlokes in the office, and one time is Machlokes HaTanan. One time is of the opinion that you take from his Yerusha. And the Kohen Gadol dies, since the Kohen Gadol was Mukhif to bring all the Chavit in until they appoint a new Kohen Gadol, so there is a Shiva Nechasim to bring Chavit to Kohen Gadol. So there is a Shiva Nechasim gives us the right to take from the Yerusha that the Kohen Gadol left over after he died to his children, you take from his property, and you pay for korban minchas chavit, and then you offer it machzisa b'avrek, machzisa ben abank, because there's nechasim on mishubit for that. The Imam Kiddushin, Daf Yud Gimel, Amud Beis, also talks about that, that a woman gave birth to a baby, and then she died before she had an opportunity to bring the korbanos of the yolades. Whenever a woman has a baby, the Torah tells us in Parshas Tazria, beginning of Parshat Tazria, that she's mukhiv to bring a chatas and an olah. So what happens if the woman died before she had the opportunity of bringing the chatas and the olah? So the chatas he cannot offer, the Gemara says in Kiddush Naf Yud Gimel and Beis, the Gemara quotes a Mishnah from Mishnah's Kinim, because it's a chatas and Mesa by law. It's not shaykh to be makhiv after the bala korban died. But the olah, and the olah is shaykh to be makhiv even after the bala korban died. So the Gemara has a whole machlokas. What happens if the woman, the yoledes, wasn't even mafresh the korban yet, and she died before being mafresh? If she was mafresh the korban old and she dies, then the Gemara says your makrivit agabi hamizbeach, despite the fact that the bala korban is not alive. But if she wasn't mafresh yet, do you take away from her nechasim to buy a korban ola in order to be makrivit after her death? Or do you say no? So the Gemara says that depends on a legal machlokes whether she buda derais or she buda lav derais. If Shiva Nechasim is deraisa, that there's such a thing as collecting from Shiva Nechasim without a Shiva Aguv, so even after the person died. And you can't collect from him minay, there's not via minay, there's still a Shiva Nechasim in Atayra. So then Shiva Nechasim gives you the right not only to collect, Shiva deraisa tells you not only to collect money, even to collect Nechasim in order to offer a Korban Ola. To offer a Korban Chatas not Shat, that Chatas Shemesa Bala would be a waste, but to bring a Korban Ola, yeah? But if Yosh Yibud allowed their eyes, and then at third there's only a Gviya Minei. And the whole idea, the whole institution of Gviya based on Shiva Nechasim without a Shiva Nechasim, not Minei, and Yosh Nechasim Lekuch is only an institution of the Rabbanon. So the Rabbanon only made the Takon in the area of Dinim Omenes, Hefti doesn't have to. They didn't make a Takon, you should take away Shiva Nechasim, take away property in order to bring Karbonos to the Beis HaMikdash. That far they didn't go. But if you hold Shibud their eyes, then the Gemara says you take away from her property. Even after she died, she was never mafreshly old as the old ladies. Take away from the Yerusha if she had any private money. Usually the money belongs to the husband. But if she had any money, then you take away from her money after her death in order to buy a korban ola and be makrivit agabi hamizbeach. Similar to that Gemara and Kiddushin that you give him a vase, one Tana says the same in the office. He assumes that she buddha deraisa. And he says if the Kohen Gadol died and he didn't have a chance to appoint a new Kohen Gadol yet, during the interim period, you take from the Yerusha that the first Kohen Gadol left over, and you buy chavit Kohen Gadol, you makrivit agabi hamizbeach. So we have a din that who is called the bala korban, the one who pays for the korban, the one whose funds were used in order to purchase the korban. And the imamin is, he's called the bala korban for isavehet purposes, for kapara purposes, and it's over for him. So that's the normal din. Normally, the person who pays for the korban is the bala korban. The imam knows it runs out from a pasuk that there is an institution of magdish amanoshi is kapa boi chaver. If he was mechal shabbos b'shoigeg, I can be mafresh a korban amanos, that he should become the bala korban. course, the Gemara says in Erchem Daf Chof, another place the Gemara discusses, and in the Dorim Daf Lamin, hey, when do you need Das Haban? Doesn't he have to agree? Doesn't he have to be masking for the fact that I'm mafish? Maybe he says, hey, I want to be mafish my own carbon. Don't do me any favors. What do you mean you mafish a carbon on my behalf? He forced me to become the Bala carbon on your animal. I want to be mafish my own carbon. I don't want any favors. So the Gemara says, whether you need Das Bar Lamashas Hafrosha, do you need Das Bar Lamashas Hakrova, and which carbon is he doing, which carbon is he don't need? It's all discussion, the details are a discussion as well. But the question is, how can you have the whole institution of Magdash HaMenoshis Kafa Baichaveiro? After all, if we assume that the premise is that the only time one is called the Bala Korban and Kapore, for each of the head, the purpose is that the Korban is over for him, is if the Korban is purchased from his money. So here, when I put up the money and I buy the behem and I'm Magdash HaMenoshis Kafa Baichaveiro, how does he become the Bala Korban for each of the head, the purpose is for Kapore purposes, if I'm the one who paid for the Korban? So some Achranim assume, that I am the one who bought the korban for him. The Mechal Shabbos B'Shoyv, so I am the Bala Korban and the Dinimominus, and he's only the Bala Korban for Kapora purposes. So they quote in the name of Rav Chaim, the Brisker of Shurim and Kochim, they quote in the name of Rav Chaim and Maseches Nozir. Rav Chaim held that it's not so. That the Pashtus is like the assumed premise in the Gemara and other places, that the only one who is the Bala Korban for Kapora purposes is the one who paid for the carbon. The one who owns the carbon, the dinim amanus, is called the Bala Korban for kapara purposes. So how do you have the institution of Magdash HaMenoshes Kafa Baichaveiro? So Rav Chaim said that that's exactly what the pasuk is telling us. That when you're mafish a carbon, HaMenoshes Kafa Baichaveiro, you can make a double trip thereby. You make the other person the Bala Korban and dinim amanus, and thereby you also make him the Bala Korban for kapara purposes. Normally, if I own money, I buy an animal with that money. I want this animal to belong to you, so I have to make a kinyan, so I have to give it over to you. A meshicha, a hagbor, a chotzer, a kesef, some kind of a meshicha you have to make, a haripin, in order that the animal should belong to you. I can't just declare. If I declare the animal belongs to somebody else, just by declaring, the ownership is not going to transfer. So Rav Chaim claims that that's what this pasuk is mechadish, that when I put up money and I buy a carbon, amenashi iskapa by chaveiro, if he needs his haskam, he don't need his haskam. Whatever the details of the Gemara, the Gemara works out the details in the Erechim Daf Kafal up there, and the Dorim Daf Lamanhan base. Whenever these conditions are met, and the Pasuk from Nozi replies that there is the institution of Magdash HaMenoshes Kafa Baichaveiro exists, so then Rav Chaim says the Pshat in that Pasuk is that the other person becomes the Bala Korban, not merely for Kapara purposes, that he's the Bala Korban for Yisav HaHeter, he's also the Baal, the Baal and Dini Mamish, the Korban Mamish belongs to him. The Gemara knows it has a pasuk, I forgot. That the Gemara runs out from a pasuk that such an institution exists. That you can become a Baal of Korban not only by your buying the Korban and Dini Mamish, but even if someone else is Mamish on Mamish, it's not the place on Vero, you can also become the Baal of Korban for Kapora Korban. So Chaim added on to the Gemara that it's understood from that pasuk that he becomes the Baal of Korban for Dini Mamish purposes too. Not that the basa belongs to me, let's say somebody says, Harei alai shlomi. Somebody took an eved to bring a shlomi. And I know that he's a poor man, how can he afford he's going to go broke if he brings a shlomi? So I want to do him a favor. So I said, I'll tell you what, I'll be mafrish, I have a lot of money. Rebbe, why are you rolling the dough here? $35 million. So I put up the money and I buy the carbon shlomi for him and I say, this shlomi should be for your netter, you should be yotzi your netter. He's very happy about it. Now he's going to save his money. He doesn't have to shell out the money to buy the carbon shlomi. So the question is, all right, so he'll be yotze his mitzvah. Even though he took the netter, he'll be yotze his mitzvah because this shlomim is brought on his behalf. The question is now, who has the right to eat the flesh? Am I the Bala Korban and Dini Mamanis? I'm the Bala Bus. I have the right to invite the guests. So he said, no. Once I was mafish and korban on Rosh, it's kata by Havero. So the other guy, the other fellow, the Havero, who had taken the netter, Harei Alai Shlomim, not only becomes the Bala Korban, as far as kapara purposes, that the korban is older for him, he's the Bailim and he's the Heter, and as far as the mitzvah is concerned, when the Shech the Korban, so the Shech L'shem Bailim, L'shem Shisha Dvam Hazerach Nizbah, the Kohanim are theoretically supposed to have in mind six things when the Shech any given Korban. So one of the six things is L'shem HaBailim. They have in mind that this is Reuven's Korban. So they have in mind L'shem, the one who took the Neder, Harei Alai Shlom, not, they don't have in mind the one who put up the money, because the other one is the Bala Korban as far as Kapora purposes. So that's the Shaila. The one who is who paid for the korban, is he the Bailam and Dini Mamanus? So he say no. So Rav Chaim says no, the other one on whose behalf the korban was the Hukdash is considered the Bala korban for both purposes, both for the Dini Mamanus aspect and for the Kapara purposes.
I always assume the guy that's being mafish to his friend is being told, is being exactly
Right, but being mezaka, you have to make a ma'aseh kinyan. Mezaka, let's say I want to give you a chumash. So I give it to you.
When I buy something, I'm
you mean when I buy it from the store? When I buy it from the store. Wouldn't it appear that you have to buy it from the store and be konifim? Sounds like I bought a behemah schulim from the store, and then after it already belongs to me, then I say, Harei zeh shlamim ba'ad shimi. This should become a shlamim l'shem chayv ha'shimi. So then he doesn't do any kinyan at all. The animal already belongs to him, and he's magdash ed avash, he's kapu bei chaver. It doesn't appear that he has to make a kinyan for the other. So this is a big machlegis in Achrein. So Achrein held against the other Achrein. He held that when you magdash amnash, he's kapu bei chaver, the other person becomes the bala karbin and dinim amnis as well. Anyway, we have this din of chavita kengol. You have to bring machzisa baboik and machzisa boerik. It's based on this din, that's what the Minchaschina quotes from one of his Talmidim. It's based on this din that the Rambam writes an interesting din. That the Kangoro, we spoke about on Hanukkah, the Rambam writes a din, the Kangoro has to, the mitzvah, the Kangoro has to live in Yerushalayim. How does he know he has to live in Yerushalayim? Where does it say that's not found in the Talmud? So then I said, Kevin said they don't know where the Rambam got it from. Who says the Kangoro has to live in Yerushalayim? Why can't he live in the suburbs and commute? What's it? Yeah. So the Minchaschina quotes the name of one of his Talmidim. He quotes him by name, but he said a very sharp shot. There is a din of lima. Whenever you offer any carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, the Bala carbon is not allowed to skedaru. He's not allowed to leave Yerushalayim until he sleeps overnight, until he stays overnight in Yerushalayim. Then the next morning, Fanisa Babayka Bahalachta Le'olach. The original passage I think says by carbon Pesach. Fanisa Babayka Bahalachta Le'olach. But the Gemara derives from that passage of Amatzina that it applies to any case. Tesis quotes the Sifrei. Anyone is marked of any carbon on any occasion. The Rambam quotes it also like that. On any occasion, you have to have lino. You have to stay over in Yerushalayim the night after you've offered the carbon. You only have a right to leave. Baboika, Fanisa, Baboika, Vahalachta, Le'olecha. So the Mahasina quotes in the name of one of his Talmidim who had a very sharp shot that since the Torah requires in today's Sedra that the Kangal must be a Bala carbon every day, even though he doesn't go into the Beis HaMikdash. He doesn't have to check in, he doesn't have to do the Avodah. But he has to pay for the carbon, and he is the Bala carbon. So since the din is that the Kangal is a Bala carbon each and every day, twice a day, he's makriv, on his behalf, they are makriv chavit and Kangal. So there is a din of lina, that he's supposed to stay overnight in Yerushalayim. Of course, it's not the Akid of the Yevid, the Mishnah has it, there is a, the Mishnah has in Gittin, and that's Lamed Aleph here. A person is Shodeh Chatosim Medina Sayyam. He sends a carbon Ayde Shmiah. So the person stays in Medina Sayyam, let's say he lives in America, and he calls somebody up in Yerushalayim, he sends a letter to Yerushalayim, sends a check. He should bring a carbon chattis for him because he was Nechal Shabbos B'Sheik. So it's not the Akid B'di Yevid that he has to, you have to have Lina but Lachatchila. There is a Din of Lina. It is supposed to be, there is Lachatchila Din Hef Karbana Shalodim Korobayna Agar Al Gaba. Lachatchila there is a Din which I'll be Pashtus is not the Akid B'di Yevid, Pashuk Shah. Some Rishonim say it's the Akid B'di Yevid, Pashtus is it's not. The Mishnah says in Tainus, beginning of the last Perek, that hey, karbana shalom karbana imir agabah. And whenever someone's carbon is offered in the Beis HaMikdash, the Baal HaKarbon has to be present in the Azara at the time that the carbon is offered. That's what the Vilna Gaon says on the Din of Shulchan Aruch. It says when you make a bris, so the Avi HaBen should stand right near the moil. What does he have to stand near the moil for? So the Vilna Gaon says that the reason for that minig is that the bris is like a carbon. The Midrashim say that when you do the bris mila on the baby, it has a pchina like a carbon. That's why you have to have tofas adam, like the dam on the mizbeah. And there's a din that the father is considered the bala carbon. Avi HaBen has the mitzvah to do the bris mila. And if someone else does it, the father should appoint him as a shliach. Like he has to call him to do the carbonus on behalf of the bala carbon. Shlucha bidan. And the Gemara has a din, hef kabadu shalom karei, ben oibad al gabo. The bala carbon is supposed to be present for shas hakarbis hakarbon. So the father, the Avi HaBen, should be nearby when the mother is doing the bris. Lechatchila. To the Yevid, it's not the Yakim. Most of the Rishonim and Achronim assume the Afik Hayam has a discussion on this. Whether this din, Ech Kabbalah Shalom Karbein, Ovid Agabah, is that just the din Lechatchila, or is that even the Yevid? So he quotes Maharam Rutenberg has a Chiddush that it's even the Yevid. It's not the Yevid. The practice is the Kabbalah Lechatchila. So Lechatchila, the Kangaroo, should be in the Beis HaMikdash in the Azor at the time that they are offering his chavit to Kangol, because of his din hefka. He's the one who's paying for the carbon, and it's offered on his behalf, the hefka bada shalom karbein, and al gaba, vipri, but he's not there, the carbon will probably be kosher anyway. The roha, Yerushalayim assumed that it would be kosher, yeah, but l'chatchila has to be there. But since l'chatchila is going to be there in Yerushalayim, so then they have a l'chatchila, there's a din of lina, But once he's there, so he has to stay overnight. So if every single day of the year, 354 days a year, every single day he has to offer, even Shabbos Yom Tov, all the time, he has to offer Chavita Kan Gadol, has to offer Minchas Chavitin twice a day, and he has to be there in the Azara, and he has to sleep overnight, so obviously he has to live in Yerushalayim. What then? He can't commute, he can't stay anywhere else, otherwise he'll violate the Din of Lina. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says, that it's he quotes in the name of one of his Talmidim, that the source for the Rambam, that the Kan Gadol has to live in Yerushalayim, is based on the fact that he has to bring a korban every single day. In addition to this din of Chavita Kan Gadol, which is a korban that was brought every single day of the year, the Chumash has also a din of Minchas Chinuch. You have a kohen. He comes to a rookie kohen. He comes to the Beis Hamikdash the first time in his life to bring a korban. Let's say he's been observing and watching the way the other kohen do the avodah, and he learned all the dinim. The first time in his life that he comes to the Beis Hamikdash to bring a korban, so before he does someone else's avodah, the din requires that he should offer a minchas chinuch. And then he doesn't bring machzisa b'avodah, machzisa ben abayim. He brings the whole amount. I already forgot. What is the whole amount? What is the whole amount of the Asirus Eichon? I think so. I think the Akoyin who brings Asirus Eichon. So the Gemara says the Kohen Gadol who brings his Chavita Kohen Gadol brings the Asirus Eichon in one kli. You have to bring the whole thing to be Mekadesh. You have to have Kiddush Kli. We discussed last week. For Menachas and Nesach, you need Kiddush Kli in order that the flower should get a Kedushas Haguf LaMizbeach. When you make the Kedushas Teh, it only gets a Kedushas Damim LaMizbeach. When you make the Kiddush Kli, then it gets the Kedushas Haguf LaMizbeach. So the Gemara says that the Kiddush Kli only works if you have the Shir Shalom, what's needed. Let's say you're bringing a Nesachim of Yayin, and you put half of the Yayin in one Kli Sharis, half of the Yayin in the other Kli Sharis. So even though all the Yayin is in Kli Sharis, it's not Kaddish, you have to have the full amount of Yayin that's needed for the Mincha, for the Yayin, for the Nesachim and one Kli. So here also the Gemara says in Menachos that the Machzisa Babek, Machzisa Ben Abayim is basically one Korban. That's why the Rambam counts it as one Mitzvah against the Ramban, but these are counted as two. The Gemara says you have to have one Kiddush Kli for the whole Asiris Reifa. And then when are you Makter it? You Makter Machzisa Babek, Machzisa Ben Abayim. But the Gemara says you cannot put Machzisa Asiris Reifa in the Kli in the morning, and be mocked through that, and then a machzis in the afternoon, a mocked to that. The Gemara says it won't be kaddish. It won't become kaddish in the first place. The only way it's kaddish is if you have the full carbon, and the full carbon b'shleimusai is the full asiris eifa. So the by the Kohen Gadol who offers it every day, who has to pay for this carbon that's offered every day, you have to split it in half. Machzis, the haktarah is done half in the morning, half in the erev. By any Kohen Hedyot who has to offer a minchas chavitin before he begins to do any avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, he doesn't split it half in the morning, half in the evening. He brings the whole b'koyin ha-mashiach tachta mibonav yasa oisa. So Rashi quotes in the name of the I think Rashi quotes b'koyin ha-mashiach tachta mibonav, that's another thing. Not only does the Kohen Gadol have to bring machzisa b'avodah, machzisa ben abayim, any coin, not only Kohen Gadol, any coin who wants to do avodah in the Beis HaMikdash has to bring a minchas chinuch to be mechanachim. So just like you have to be mechanach the menorah by the hadlaka ben abayim, you have to be mechanach the mizbech with the talmud shel shachar. So before you mechanach a koyin, he has to bring a minchas chinuch. And that minchas chinuch is brought in one shot. It's one haftorah. You don't divide it in half. The Torah requires that it should be divided in machzisa b'avodah, machzisa ben abayim. But the Gemara says it's one korban, you have to have a Kiddush Kli on the full Asiris Eichon of the Vasachas. And then you divide it in half after you get the Kiddush Kli. You mak the Machzisa Babot and Machzisa Ben Abar. Yeah, you have to start off with the whole Asiris Eichon together. And then after being the Kaddish of the Kli Shoros and one Kli Shoros, then you divide it in half and you mak the half in the morning and then the second half in the afternoon. And the Kohen Hedyot who brings the Minchas Chinuch brings the whole Asir Seif and is makta the whole thing in one shot. There's no kmitz over here because a Minchas Kohen, whenever the Kohen is the Bala Korban, Minchas Kohen is Kula Kolo. So if you have to burn the whole thing, so you don't need kmitz. The only time you have kmitz is if the Bala Korban is a Levi or a Yisrael, he's not a Kohen. So then you do kmitz, and the Kohen is Korban and Mizbech and Shirayim, the Shiori HaMincha and Nechot is Zichri Kun in the Azor. But it says, Kolol tachto, you have to burn the whole thing on the mizbeach. So there's no din of kmitzah. Mishnah is what if a person is a safek kain, safek yisrael? Mishnah Yibam is about that. Two women had two babies in the hospital. One was a kohenis and one was a non-kohenis. And the nurses mixed up the babies and they can't figure out who's who. Which baby belongs to which family. Today, Mishnah they'll be able to figure it out. Blood testing, whatever. But let's say the times in the Mishnah, they can't figure out which baby belongs to which family. So each one is a Safik Kohen, Safik Yisrael. So what if one of these people wants to bring a Minuch and a Beis HaMikdash? So if he's a Kohen, so you're not allowed to eat the Shirayim. And if he's a Yisrael, you're not allowed to burn the Shirayim. Because if it's a din, whatever is supposed to be Nechal, to the Kohen is not allowed to be Korban on his death. So the Mishnah has to say, what do you do for this Korban? So the Gemara and Yivomis goes through a whole sugya. What do you do? All the Gemara Menachas, the Gemara and Yivomis. What do you do for him? In the Sifra, there were two girsas regarding this din of Minchas Chinuch. That the halacha insists that the kohen must bring a minchas chinuch before he does any avodah. What's the din if he went ahead and he did an avodah b'diavad without having brought a minchas chinuch? So the one gears is avodah p'sula, one gears is avodah k'sheira, and it's in the Rishonim. Some Rishonim had the favors the gears that it's p'sula b'diavad, and other Rishonim had the gears the favors that it's k'sheira b'diavad. In addition, the Gemara has another case also. Let's say a person for many years was a kohen hedyor, and he did his job nicely, and then they finally kohen gadol retired. The age 65, whatever, Kohen Gadol retired. And then they want to appoint this young guy as a new Kohen Gadol tachtos. So when they make him into a new Kohen Gadol, he wants to do avoda now in his new capacity as a Kohen Gadol. So the din again is that he's supposed to bring a new minchas chinuch. You want to be mechanech him as a Kohen Gadol? You need a minchas chinuch, the same guy. You had a minchas chinuch 25 years ago.
Same
carb. Now, seriously, if you bring it in one shot.
Right.
And now, in addition to the serious oifer that he brings in one shot, he has to start paying every day. For the chavit to kain gadol twice a day. That's why there's a din. Hakain hagadol meyechol gadleihu mishalechol. So the Gemara says in Yumi you have to give him a lot of money. What if kain gadol need more money than anybody else? He has much more expenses because he has to live in Yerushalayim, where the apartments are much more expensive than out of town. And he has to bring korbanos every single day. He's all broke. So the Gemara has a din. Hakain hagadol meyechol gadleihu mishalechol. You have to give him more money. That's why it's questionable whether the Rashi in Kainis has something in Shachar the other day quotes the name of the Bach. That halacha applies to Rabbanim and Rashi Yeshiva. The question whether that din Gadlei Mishalechav applies. Most yeshivas they make alone. Most balabatim and most shuls are make alone. The Reform synagogues they bring up. They give the rabbis very decent skills. But most Orthodox places they make alone that and they hold that that's only din. Hagoyin Agol Mechav Gadlei Mishalechav only applies to Kohen Gadol. Because he has more expenses. He has to pay for the chavit of Kohen Gadol. He has to live in Yerushalayim, so we require of him, his job requires more money. He has to spend more money, so you have to pay him more. If the Kohen Gadol, some Achronim suggest like this, if the Kohen Hedyot already brought a Minchas Chinuch years ago, before he ever did an Avodah as a Kohen Hedyot, and now he's appointed as a Kohen Gadol, now he has to be more superior, the Brais and Tereskan has to bring another Minchas Chinuch, some Achronim say that Minchas Chinuch is Yichon not Miyakid Uriyev, and he should be able to function on Yom Kippur as a Kohen Gadol. Because the Gemara in Yuma, the first parak discusses what happens if the Kohen Gadol becomes Nifsal on Yom Kippur and you have to appoint another Kohen Gadol Tachtov in the middle of the Avodah. So the Gemara says, what does the new Kohen Gadol do in the middle of Yom Kippur? The Gemara doesn't talk about the new Kohen Gadol bringing any Minchas Chinuch on Yom Kippur. And if the din were that it's Ma'akev B'Yeved, if the din were that just like some Rishonim hold the correct Girsim Tos Kohanim is, that if a Kohen Hedyot does Avodah, without having brought the Minchas Chinuch that he's supposed to bring, it's Psula B'Yeved, the two gears is the Rishonim have in the Sifra. So if you hold that it's Psula B'Yeved, and if you hold that, then applies even to Kohen Gadol, who already brought a Minchas Chinuch as a Kohen Hedyot. But now that he's appointed as a Kohen Gadol, he has to also bring a Minchas Chinuch, and you're going to tell me that's also Miyaki B'Yeved. So then it should be Deicha Yom Kippur also, even though it's a Malachi, you're burning a Mincha on the Mizbeach, it's a Malach of Havar, you're burning on the Mizbeach. But nevertheless, l'chor, that should be considered like zmana kavua. If the din is that it's ma'akev in the avodas, all the avodas that will do is a Kohen Gadol will be possible. Unless he brings first the Minchas Chinuch, so Minchas Chinuch should be karev on Yom Kippur. If they just appoint him on Yom Kippur, the Gemara doesn't mention that he has to bring him in Minchas Chinuch. So if not Gemara, you can either prove one thing or the other. Either you can prove that the Minchas Chinuch is never ma'akev in the avodas, that's what some Rishonim say. Yeah, Gemara is right, it's never ma'akev in the avodas, it's like Kohen Hedyot. Or at least he can prove that even if it's ma'akev in the avodas, it's only ma'akev. If he never brought a Minchas Chinuch in his life, but if he once brought him when he first started to do Avodah as a Kohen Hedyot, even though now there is a thing that he has to bring another Minchas Chinuch when he's appointed as a Kohen Gadol, But at least here, definitely not Miyakud in Yerim. You have the same 2 days in Achronim. The same 2 days that the Rishonim have regarding the Minhas Chinuch of the Kohen Hedyut is Miyakud in Yerim. What if he never brought a Minhas Chinuch? And he went ahead and he did avoid it anyway, would he avoid it in Sheira Ksuma? So the Rambam, I forgot which way, the Rambam has the Ferish one Gersin, and the Raivit in the Pirish and Teres Koinim, not in the Raivit and the Hasagas and Rambam. The Raivit in the Pirish and Teres Koinim, which is an authentic Pirish by the Raivit writes the other Gersin, the Ferish two Gersis in the Teres Koinim. So this Machlokes of Rishonim, you have a similar Machlokes, maybe it's the identical Machlokes in Achronim, regarding this Allah, let's say, in Chanchan and Samizbeach, Elo B'Tamu Shol Shachar. You cannot be mechanic when you build a new mizbech. Let's say now you build a new mizbech at 1 o'clock in the afternoon today. In Yerushalayim, it's already what time? 6 o'clock now. But let's say they build a mizbech right now. No, it's too late to bring the Tomash Hashach. It's way after at 6, and the Bavli says you can't bring it in the afternoon against the Psipta. So the question is, can they bring the Tomash Hal Ben Abam? So you're not supposed to bring it because they mechanic on the mizbech. You've just built a new mizbech, so you can only be mechanic and wait till tomorrow morning and then bring the Tomash Hashach, and that'll be the Chanukah Samizbech. So the Shaila is, it's a Dion in Achronim, the Birkei Yosef talks about this in Hilchos Pesach. What if you went ahead and you did offer the Tamash Ben Abayim this afternoon? You offered any other carbon this afternoon? Is the Chanukah Samizbech Ma'akid B'riyevet? Or is it just a Din L'chatzilah? But B'riyevet, the whole ceremonial of the Chanukah Samizbech is not Ma'akid. So it's either similar or it's identical, but this Machlek is the Rambam and the other Mishonim as to the Girsa in the Sifra. Whether the minchas chinuch that every kohen hedyut is supposed to bring before he begins to do korbanos, before he begins to offer korbanos, you have to be mechanachim to break him in. It's a minchas chinuch. Whether the minchas chinuch is ma'akib b'riyevet, the ceremony of chinuch and a kohen, is that ma'akib b'riyevet or not? Because the kohen is also like a kli shoris in the Beis Hamikdash. You need his body to do the avodah, so you have to have a chanukah on his body as a kli shoris. So the same applies. You have to have a chanukah samizbeach and a chanukah saminer and so on. So is that ceremony of the Chanukah, Sakli, is that Miyakub B'riyevet? So the Machlokes Achronim that the Birkei Yosef puts the Gabi the Mizbech, the Gabi the other Kusharis is Miyakub B'riyevet. It could be that it's, at least it's similar to it, could even be that it's identical to this Machlokes in the Rishonim regarding the Chavitik, regarding the Minhas Chinuch that a Kohen has to bring. The end of Parshas Tzav gives you the Hoirosh Shor, the way Moshe Rabbeinu endowed the Kohanim with the Kedushas Purunim. The Pasuk has that just like if you take a Goy and you want to give him Kedushas Yisrael, has to go through special ceremonies to be Moshe Kedush, he has to have Mila, it's one of the Dilim, and he has to have Tvila, Lashem Kedushas Yisrael, and he has to bring a Korban, that's how the Gemara says, Mila, Tvila, and Korban. So too the Yisraelim who then became Kohanim for the first time when they instituted Kedushas Purunim, so Mila they didn't need, they all had Mila, the Shem Mitzvah, before they brought the Korban Pesach. But they needed a new Tefillah, the Shem herself has Kedusha, because they, until now they only had Kedushas Yisrael. Now they're getting Kedushas Kohuna. And they needed a special series of Korbanos. The Korbanos with the Tefillah was similar to the Korbanos and the Tefillah that we have by a regular year. And then is that in Tefillah, the three dinim in general, is normal Tefillah is for the purpose of removing tumah. If somebody has some kli, a person or a kli is tumah, we have tefillah for Adam and Kelim. For Ochlam and Mashkim, tefillah does not. There are only four things in the Makabal tumah: Adam and Kelim, Ochlam and Mashkim. So out of those four things in the Makabal tumah, only two of them have tefillah in the mikveh. Ochlam and Mashkim would never have any tefillah in the mikveh. And the only tefillah you have in the mikveh for Mashkim is for water, is for Mayim, that's Hashaka, removes the tumah. Rashi always explains in the Gemara that that's not really a din of tefillah, that's a din of Zriyah. Considered as if you planted the water and thereby became tumah. So generally speaking, you have three dinim of tefillah. There's one din of tefillah that it removes tumah from Adam, okay? Another din of tefillah that's most of Kedusha, Ager, Habol is Gayer, so he wants to convert and get Kedusha Yisrael, so you have to be tevil him in the mikveh. A Yisrael who wants to become a Kohen, so the Torah requires that he has to go to the mikveh. Or let's say you buy pots and pans from the Goyim, forks and knives, so the din is that you have to have tefillah's kelim, so the Rishonim say that that's a loshen. We shall use a lotion that you migayer the kelim, machnas them into kedushas Yisrael. That the utensils that we eat with also have to have a kedushas Yisrael. Shouldn't be goyish utensils. And then there's a third din of tefillah that's completely unrelated to these. Let's say a woman is a nida. She goes to the mikveh, so the nida is the tefillah in the mikveh is mata the yisa nida. In addition to the fact that the tefillah in the mikveh removes the tumas nidah, there's a completely unrelated halacha that the tefillah in the mikveh will also be matahar labayla. Rabbi Chana Rasmi has in the Sefer HaNivon, there's a long essay where he shows in the Kogitzah, he has a whole collection of Rishonim and Gaonim and Rishonim who hold that the tefillah of the nidah, the tahara, that removes the tumah, and the tefillah that's matahar labayla are not necessarily called as a bizeh. You can have a tefillah that's metahir, that's not matah lebal, and a tefillah that's metah lebal, that is not metahir. The two dinim of tefillah are separate. He gives you awkward cases, rare nafkaminas, detailed cases. This Gerov points out that regarding the special karbonas that the Kohanim had to bring when they became, when they got the Kedushas Kuna, it would appear from the Chumash and from the Taras Kohanim that this was a special kind of a Karban HaShutfen. Normally in a Karban HaShutfen, the Gemara says that Echad Meinefai De Kulam, that if you have many people chip in to buy one Karban Shlomim together, one Karban Ola together, so whatever you're going to do Tenufan, let's say on Shlomim you do Tenufan, the Chazid the Shok and the Bala Karban does the Tenufa, the Gemara says Echad Memenei HaChabura Meinefai De Kulam. You can't have everybody do Tenufa together because my hand will be a Chatzitz between your hand and the cause of the show. And you can't have one do tenufa b'zach hazeh, everybody does tenufa b'zach hazeh. There won't be any problem of chatzitza, because the Gemara learns that from the Pasuk. You only have one tenufa achas, you don't have shtei tenufas. So what do you do? So the Gemara says, you pick out one of the Bala HaKav, and he does tenufa representing the others. Echad Meinefai De Kulam. Regarding smicha on the korban, whenever you bring a korban, you have to have korban yoch, you have to have smicha. If they did the smicha b'zach hazeh, as the Gemara says, is required, whenever shutfim bring a carbon b'shutfim, so you have to do this smicha b'zach hazeh, so the one's hand should not be a chatzitz in between the carbon and the other one's hand. Actually, but the Biskirov thinks that the Pashup Shat in Palestine is not like the other. He thinks that the Pashup Shat is, that here they all did smicha b'zach. So that's the shaila. How come these carbons that they offer, how come over here they all did smicha and they all did smicha? Isn't there a problem of chatzitz? The Biskarov thinks that it wouldn't appear like that. It would appear that they all did smicha together. And if I'm going to do this smicha, you're going to put your hands on top of mine, so my hand is a chatzitza between your hand and the behemoth. Because I have nothing to do with you, you have nothing to do with me in principle. We decided, rather than each guy spend a few $100 to bring a shlomim on his own, we'll all pitch in, we'll all chip in together, we'll all buy one shlomim. So since basically each one is really independent of the other, each one is an individual bala karban, it just happened coincidentally to be shutfim together, so then everybody's hand is a chatzitza. Both when it gets to smicha and when it gets to tenufa. That's why by tenufa, you have one person do tenufa, and then you have a din. You can't have more than one tenufa on any given carbon. And smicha, you have each one does the zeh hazeh. Moshe'ini came here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu indicated that he wants Aaron and Avonav as a hayrasha, they must bring one carbon together to shoot them. So it's not merely coincidental that they decided to save money. Instead of Aaron bringing a whole set of carbonas, and each one is an individual bala carbon, it just happened coincidentally to be shoot them together, so then everybody's hand is a chatzitza. So both when it gets to smicha and when it gets to tenufa. So that's why by tenufa, you have one person do tenufa and then you have a din. You can't have more than one tenufa on any given carbon. And smicha, you have each one does the zeh hazeh. Moshe'ini came here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu indicated that he wants Aaron and Avonav as a hayrasha, they must bring one carbon together to shoot them. So it's not merely coincidental that they decided to save money. Instead of Aaron bringing a whole set of carbonas and each one of his children bringing, each one of his four sons bringing a separate set of carbonas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them as a hayrasha, they should all bring together one set of carbonas. So the halacha was kaveya that it's a different kind of a shutfus over here, that they all consider like one violence. Not just merely a coincidental violence. Either halacha was kaveya, there must be shutfus. as one unit of bile. That's where Rav Elvala thought that here was a different din, and there would be no problem of chatzitza. So that's why, if I'll do sliyif on the carbon, I'll do tnufin, my hands will be matzah between the carbon and your hands, that they won't be called a chatzitza over here, because all Aaron and Vana, Aaron with the four sons, all five should come together, are considered one bile. Halacha was kareh, they have the status of one bile. So that's what the Brisker Rav thought, that here they all did the tnufa all together, not the zeh hazeh. And he ordered the smicha altogether, and there was no problem of chatzis. The end of Parshas Tzav, you have the pasuk that says, after the whole Shivat Yimei HaMiluim, and it says, Kasher Asa Bayam, that this pasuk tells you that Kasher Asa Bayam Azeh, just like I require now, is a Haru Ashur, we're instituting Miluim, the initiation of the Kohanim. They're becoming Kohanim, Yesh Me'ayim. And you're making a Mishkan the first time in history. Just like the Zohar Roshua now, Kasher Asa Bayom HaZeh, that you need Shivas Yimei HaMiluim, and you need Prisha for 7 days. Tziva Hashem Lasos, semicolon, and Lechaper Aleichem, period. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been Tzavi Ulasos in connection with Par Aduma. When you make a Par Aduma, the Kohen HaSarev HaSaporah needs Prisha Shivas Yamim. And the Chafer Aleichem means that whenever you do Avodah Zarah Kippur V'doros to acquire Kapara, to dance for his soil, you also require Prisha Shiva Siyam. So according to one Amora, this is the source of the din of Prisha Shiva. But the Tengol has to be purged 7 days before Yom Kippurim, it's derived from the Pasuk. It's derived from this Pasuk. Just like there's a Hayra Shoah now, that you need Shiva Siyam Miluim and Prisha Shiva, so too there is a din V'doros, Siva Hashem Lasos, for Avodah Sakora, and the Chafer Aleichem is Maisa Yom Kippur. Many other dinim that I'd like to get down to a little bit more. Let's see, maybe next week we'll be met on Sunday and Monday. Maybe we'll learn the Yonim of Sochim. On Tuesday, I don't think I'll say any shul. I have to help out my wife, and I think you have to help out your wives, whatever it is. Siva Hashem Lasos. So I've heard it's a Torah, and the Chapa Aleichem is Maisa Yom Kippur. Many other dinim that I'd like to get down to a little bit more. Let's see, maybe next week we'll be met on Sunday and Monday. Maybe we'll learn the Yonim of Sochim. On Tuesday, I don't think I'll say any shul. I have to help out my wife, and I think you have to help out your wives, whatever it is. So maybe Sunday and Monday bring in a Haggadah and you gotta be ready, man. Last night, last year. Everybody knows that guy. Maybe bring in the Mark Sofman and talk about something we're in this time. Okay. We left off on the Gemara of Sirus. We were discussing Sirus on the bottom of Kuf Yud and Beis and Kuf Yud Aleph and Aleph. In connection with this Gemara, we discussed the issue, which is a lot of people talk about, not too many people understand what the issue is, the question of birth control. So we discussed that there were four parts to the problem. The Gemara here discusses the issue of Sirus, that's an Issa Derais. Of course, if someone causes Sirus, either in the Zohar or in the Teva, that's an Issa Derais, and sometimes an Issa Derabonim. We're talking about a case where you're not going to make any Sirus. So what is the problem then? So there is a din of Kiri Veribi, of course. It's a mitzvah Kiri Veribi to have a son and a daughter. So if the people plan never to have any children, so of course they're going to be without the mitzvah. What if they plan, they don't want to have children for the first 5 years of marriage. They want to finish graduate school and get a good job, and after they make a good panasa, then they're going to have all the children, they're going to have 25 children. Cheaper by the dozen. So the question is, are you allowed to do that or not? So the Chazon Ish, in the end of his Chibur on the Goyim, discusses whenever the Torah requires of us a mitzvah, that you can either do it now or later, or very much later. So what is the zman of the mitzvah? Let's say milah. The milah is a din, milah is zman. Din, the machatzis, so it's a milah is zman. If you don't do milah is zman, so you've missed the mitzvah. So what about any mitzvah that the Torah doesn't give a specific zman? For example, riyas negoyim. That's what he talks about in the Goyim. The Mishnah, the first paragraph in Moichpachim is what got the Chazonish to think about this. There is a mitzvah in the Torah that if a person has a negative Torah, the Gufo has to come to the Kohen, and the Kohen has to pass him, tell me your Torah. So is there any rush that the Kohen should pass him? Is there any rush that you have to bring at the earliest available opportunity? But you have all the time in the world. If you wait till the guy dies, of course, then you didn't do the mitzvah. Wait till all the kohanim in the world are going to die, and you just waited so long that you killed your mitzvah. If you're going to wait till you die, then you won't do your mitzvah going to the kohen. Well, if you want to wait a couple of years, and you're not really considered tummy until the kohen declares you tummy by tzaraas, a different kind of tumor. All other tumors are chal automatically. You have to ask the shayla. Once you ask the shayla, they tell you you're tummy. You're tummy as of the time that the tumor developed. By tzaraas, the din is, you're only tummy, I'll peep saka kohen. So the Chazon Ish says that from the sugi in the beginning, in the first parak in Maikot, it would appear that the ikad din is that you're really supposed to go to the kohen in the first available opportunity. That you're not supposed to take your time. So the Chazon Ish raises the question. That's when the Mishnah says, but if it's chal hamoed, or if the chassan just got married, and the pasuk says, "V'yom heiroi sala kohen, yesh yom shatirai negon, yesh yom shiatirai negon." Rashi and Chumash puts that some days you don't have to rush to the kohen. Namely, if it's a chassan, you should be simiyam mishten. Or it's chal hamoed, there's a mitzvah simcha by the chassan and on yontif. Then you have a right to delay and postpone the riyas on the gun till after yontif. But otherwise, it appears it's not for that special yotzim atlal. It didn't insist that you have to go right away to the kohen. Well, you're afraid you're going to die. Come next week. So it seems that the mitzvah is the first available opportunity. The Chavanish wants to know, is this a klal regarding all mitzvahs? Or is it that you have to do it at the first available opportunity? That's if a guy's not married, so how can he be kind to Rivia? He could, but it would be nice. So that's not considered the first the rush, right? Tzuvis. He can kind of be with a Pilagish also. Nothing saying that you have to be married, but Mistame is not nicely set up. But at the first available opportunity, you have to be in the kind of mitzvah. Or do you say no? That there is no such halacha. Maybe dafka over here by Rias Nigoyim, the Gemara considers it a very serious mitzvah. So here it's understood in the Chumash, and here because the Chumash says, "V'yom heiroes al akoyin," so the Torah tells you, in that pasuk, the Torah contains two dinim. Number one, normally you have to have this mitzvah done at the earliest available opportunity. And number two, that here there's an exception to the rule that it's a chasm, and should be seen on Ishtar, or it's a chalamoy. But yontif, then you wait till after yontif is over. Maybe dafka over here, the halacha insists it should be done at the first available opportunity. But other times not. So the Chazon Ish raises this question. Let's say period of review. If people are married and they feel that they're able to have children now, but they choose that they don't want to. So when the Torah tells you have to have children, a son and a daughter, in order to be able to minister in period of review, does that mean you have to have them at the first available opportunity? If not, that means that you're not properly mekayem your mitzvah. Or no, you have all of your lifetime to do it. So they wouldn't. The fact that you plan to postpone having the children wouldn't really constitute a bitul mitzvah period. This is a suffix that the Chazon Ish raises.
Could it be that it depends upon, the status of the person himself, in order to
The only time you have a mitzvah that you have to rush to do is when it's going to change your status. Could be. That's what the Chazon Ish raises the question. When he collects at the several Gemaras and Mishnayos, that sometimes it would appear that there's no rush to do the mitzvah. It's only reason I'm doing the mitzvah, but it's not that the mitzvah itself implies you must do it at the first available opportunity. And other Gemaras seem to indicate that you have to do it at the first opportunity. So he's not sure exactly how to draw the line. So the Chazon Ish raises the question regarding birth control. Even if you plan to have the children later, maybe it's already a bit like mitzvah period, because you had the opportunity now. You already are married, and you still don't want to have the children, so maybe that's already a bit like mitzvah. Leaving out that Chazon Ish is mesupik on a level of deraisa, the Maharam Shik, in his Tshuva San Eben Ezra, think Tshuva Beis, Tshuva Aleph Beis, refers you to a sugya in Yuma and in Gittin. There's a din of the Rabbanan, Hashinu Lemisi. Hashinu Lemisi. Let's say the couple are married and they plan to remain married for a long time, they plan to live for a ripe old age. And they plan to have children another 5 years, they want to have children. So the question is, maybe chashin l'mis, maybe you have to be afraid. The husband has the mitzvah peri ribi, the women are not mukhiyim. We don't pass like Rabbi Yochanan Breik, al shneim hoi mavai vor chos v'nikim v'yem v'lahem. We pass like the chachamim in the Mishnah, the women don't have a mitzvah peri ribi. Some Rishonim say women have a mitzvah of shevis, or tol gerol, or shevis and tzorah. It's a possibility of Yeshayah. boils down to matter the same thing as period of Yiddishkeit. That the women, although they're not mitzvah in period of Yiddishkeit, the mitzvah nechumish, they have a mitzvah in Divrei Kabbalah, which is written by Yeshayahu Novi, the Shevish Yitzor, that the Tachmos, the Bir Shemayim Varetz was to inhabit the earth. Some parts will say, in the beginning of Rebbe Ezra, that Yishmur discusses this. And other Rachonim, like Shmona Kruger, talks a lot about this. Where the Shevish means you have to have a son and a daughter, Shevish just means you should have one child to substitute for you. After you go away from the earth, you should have a replacement for yourself. So maybe men are mechuyev to have a son and a daughter, and even if you assume that women are mechuyev, the mitzvah of Shevis, maybe it only means they're mechuyev to have one child, but not to have two, because if they have one child, they've already supplied a replacement for their own son. That's a whole view of the puzzle. But let's say at least the husband is for sure mechuyev to have children. So if he plans to wait till later, for a long time later, for a few years later, to have the children, so the Maharam Shik says, you're not allowed to do that. He says, that's a din midirabbonim, that chashina lemisa lezman merubah. Lezman muat, let's say, just to wait a month or two. Then he says, lezman muat, the Gemara says, lo chashina lemisa. That's how Tosis points out the problem. If it's lezman merubah, you don't know exactly what's called lezman muat, lezman merubah. Let's say a few years, it's even called lezman merubah, even 1 year. You know what it is called lezman merubah. Then you say, chashina lemisa. The Maharam Shik talks about an interesting shayla. A yeshiva bracha was offered a shidduch. He presented a shidduch thing. And we'll get along with the girl, with the family and everything, but he feels that if we'll continue learning in yeshiva, he will be matzliach much more in learning, he'll become very famous, and he'll become a very great goyim, and then they'll give him a much better shidduch, and be able to live forever. He'll get a richer girl, be able to live forever, eva kekes. So the question is, does he have to get married to the girl now? It's a decent girl, decent family and everything. But he say, no, he's allowed to wait a few years, and marry a different girl, in the hope that he'll get a better shidduch later. So the Maharam Shik writes in his tshuva that that's a very shik mother. Chashim alamisa lo zman merubah. Wait a few years, is considered for sure as zman merubah. That you don't allow, because he has an opportunity to marry a girl next. But let him marry the first girl again.
So the
original
concern is women
will be better ones to marry. If it's possible, it's shaykh to work into your schedule of life. The Gemara is very much for young marriages. Then there's a third consideration, which is really a side consideration, that we brought up. That the Gemara says in Yivamas Daf Samad Bey, Samad Aleph, Ein Ben David Bo, Al Sheikh LeKol Nesham Shebah Guf, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in heaven a certain container that's called a Guf, Dimo Vav Pei. And he has a whole container full of neshamas, and that guf. And every time a baby is born in this world, so another neshama goes out from that container, and it comes down to this earth in the form of this child. And the Gemara says, when will Moshiach come? Amen. David bor, at sheyich l'kol neshama sheba guf. And this whole container will be emptied out, and all the neshamas will be born in this world, then Moshiach will come. So the modern poskim bring up this issue. That from the Rambam it would appear that we have a chiyuv. The Christians always talk about this, but halacha we never think about this. But the Rambam says we have a chiyuv to try to be mamaher bias hamashiach. One of our obligations is to try to hasten the coming of Mashiach. What can you possibly do to hasten the coming of Mashiach? So the Rambam writes, you can daven. If you don't have control over this, there's nothing to do. The Rambam writes, you should daven to the Rebbe Shlomo, you should bring Mashiach. You daven every day. We say the bracha matzmiach kelim yeshua. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should hasten the bias hamashiach. So the modern poskim point out from the last 50 years, they point out that there's another way to hasten the bias hamashiach. Because the Gemara says every baby that's born is another neshama out of that group. So every baby that's born is another step toward the future of Kamei Hamashiach. So that's why some of them say that practicing birth control, let's say the family has already 15 children, they don't want to have any more. So they're holding back the Bias HaMashiach, and not the Bias HaMashiach, because every neshama that's born, that goes out from that guf, is hastening the Bias HaMashiach. So we pointed out that based on that explanation that the poskim point out, the Sacha Gemara like that. Based on that Gemara, we began to understand the Gemara in Brachas Daf Vav on the base. The Gemara says that when a couple gets married, so it's a mitzvah to make a simcha, to bring sameach as in the kala. So the Gemara says, the one who's in sameach as in the kala is considered ki'ilu banachur v'achas, Mechurv is Yerushalayim. Considered as if he participated in Binyan Siyam Yerushalayim. What's the hemshif? Just because the couple got married and he's dancing at their wedding. So we explained that Lacher is based on this Gemara. When the couple gets married, we assume that they're going to have children. What then are they getting married for? If they're going to have children, they're going to hasten the Bias HaMashiach. And the Gemara is saying a klal that we celebrate the Bias HaMashiach not only after Mashiach has come already, but we know that something is a definite step towards the future, to the Mekar of Bias HaMashiach, so we can already celebrate now in anticipation of Bias HaMashiach. That's the klal that the Nesiva said. We mentioned, no, Hanukkah, I'm putting it mentioned every year. But the Nesiva says in the commentary on Megillas Esther, on Perakhtes, Pasigites, he says, that in the days of Mar Chavi Esther, they felt that Purim was going to turn out to be an Aschal to the Geula, and as such, they had a right to be Kaveh as a Yontif, because normally, you have no right to make a Yontif to Zman Achurban. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, the Sugya of Megillas Tain, it says, you can only make a Yontif in connection with the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, or Hanukkah Beis HaMikdash, or new donations, or straightening out of the Avodah, the Kuna Gdoilo, or something like that. Now, Gorlin Beis HaMikdash, the Yanim Tovim that the Chachamim instituted in the Rabbanon, that's called the Yanim Tovim, Megillas Tainis, have to all do with the Binyan HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, therefore, it's forbidden to institute a new Yom Tov against Klal Yisrael, is Man HaChurban. So the Turiyevni asks Akashe, Shavisari asks Akashe, how did they institute the Yom Tov of Purim? If according to the tradition that the Gemara has, the next Purim occurred during the 70 years of Golas Vavon. So the Nesivis answers this kasha in his commentary on Megillas Esther. He says that the Chachamim felt at that time that this was going to be the Aschal to the Geula of the Binyan Baris HaShemi, and the Maase turned out that it was so, and therefore they felt they had a right to celebrate the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, not only after the Beis HaMikdash was already built, they had a right to celebrate even in anticipation of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. That's done. We all anticipate, we all know, so we can celebrate all year long. No, it means when something specific happens, which is definitely a step towards the future, that this is going to be Memayer, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So they felt that Purim was, the next Purim was an Aschal to the Geula. That's what we discussed when we learned Ksiva. The Ksav was Nishtanim in the days of Ezra, because it was a new Kabbalah Satorah. The new Kabbalah Satorah was needed in order to have the Bias Biala Oretz. And it says Kima Vekiblu, that was the beginning of the new Kabbalah Satorah, the next Purim, and so on. So whenever you have a specific thing that's going to serve as an aschal to the Geula, then you have a right to be kaveya yontif. So that's l'chor the pashup shat in that gemara and brachas d'afal. When a new couple gets married, not stam a couple, a 75-year-old man gets married to a girl who's 74. We don't expect them to have any children. So then it's not considered kila banachur v'achas b'chur v'zishlam. But if a young couple gets married, we expect that we're going to have children. Then every baby that's born is another step towards Bias HaMashiach and towards Binyan Beis HaMikdash. That's the Gemara in Yevamos. So the Megillah, the Gemara says, when we celebrate at a wedding of a young couple whom we project into the future, we'll have babies, that's Kila Banachur Vachas Mechur Yuzishan. We are already celebrating on a specific occasion, on a specific instance of something which is definitely a step which is going to be in the car of Bias HaMashiach and Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, as you can clearly see, those who feel that birth control is forbidden are the ones that celebrate Yom HaAtzmaut. Right? It's clearly probably that is it. No? Based on the Gemara. But those that feel that birth control is forbidden because that's holding back Bias HaMashiach, so they would interpret the Gemara and Brachos that one who celebrates by the marriage is Kila Banachur Vachas Mechur Yerushalayim, that you have a right to celebrate, and when you have an Aschal to the Geula, you can already be Kaveh Yonder, you can already celebrate now. So Mela, they feel that Yom HaAtzmaut is an Aschal to the Geula, and they can celebrate. It should be, theoretically, it should be Tali Zebizeh. It should be that those who believe that birth control is forbidden should be the first ones to jump and celebrate Yom HaAtzmaut based on the Biur Nigmar. So this is the third issue, this is the third point, regarding birth control that the modern poskim have pointed out. They never had it years ago. That the Rambam quote is halacha that everyone has a responsibility to try to be Memayer Bias HaMashiach. That's a strange thing. Usually you hear the Christians talk about that. The Yehudi Avodah Zarah, it's their mitzvah, they have to bring Mashiach. They have to do something to bring Mashiach. Came already. Second coming. By us, we don't talk about it too much. But the Rambam says, no, we do talk about it. The Rambam says, we daven every day, Semach Torah Avlecham Eris Atzniyah. We are required to daven for Bias HaMashiach because that's the only thing that we can possibly do to be Memayer Bias HaMashiach, to daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the poskim, the modern poskim, point out there's another thing you can do, have a lot of children. And then of course, there's a fourth inyan, which is a more serious inyan, involved in birth control, which is the issue of Hashchas HaZera. The Gemara says in Nidah, beginning of the second parak, in Parak Palayad, that the Gemara derives from a pasuk that hashchasa zera is an issur d'oraisa. So the question is, what's exactly called hashchasa zera? If a man is mashchi zera shaloi b'shas tashmish, so that's certainly a violation of hashchasa zera. Just straight masturbation, that's different. The question is, what if the man is bo'al ishto in such a way that she's unable to conceive at that time? So let's say the woman is pregnant. So if the woman is pregnant, the husband is not allowed to be bo'al ishto for hitzoah zera, because that zera cannot lead up to the birth of a baby. Let's say the woman is already 95 years old. The husband is also lo bo'al ishto because she's unable to have any babies anymore. So the Rabbi Tam says in Taisa that that's not a hashchasa zera. As long as his bia is a bia kedarka and the zera goes into the beis harechem, the woman cannot have children because she's an islandess. She's an akara. Let's say we already know for sure she's an islander, she's an akara, she's a skena, she's a muberes, whatever. So the Rabbi Natam says in Taisus in several places, that's not an issur of hashchasa zera. Whenever the bia is a bia kedarka, even though it's not going to, doesn't have the possibility at all, bevada, doesn't have the possibility of having a baby born, so there's no violation of hashchasa zera. So when is it called hashchasa zera? So the Rishonim say, if you have a moch in the gufa isha b'shas tashmish, you have a piece of cloth or something that blocks up the Avraha Ha'isha and the Zera cannot reach the Beis HaRechem, then it's an Isha of Hashkosa Zera. So the question is, well, why is the moch worse than the case where the woman is pregnant? So the embryonic sac is the moch that prevents her from becoming pregnant the second time. There's also something blocking it. Oh, so the simple answer is that's natural, that's part of the body, and this is something that's extraneous to the Guf Ha'isha. So one could argue that whenever there's anything extraneous put into the body, whether it's a jelly or whether it's a diaphragm or whether it's a moch of any form or another, then it should be a violation of Hashkosa Zera, because that's not called a bia kedar, but it's something extraneous put into the body. That's what many poskim hold. And other poskim are of the opinion that it's not so, that whenever there's a bia kedarka meaning that the husband and the wife both get hanuas tashmish, and the whatever you put into the gufa isha, the diaphragm, or whatever happens to be, even if it blocks the possibility of the zera reaching the beis harechem, but it doesn't infringe on the hanoas atashmish. The hanoas atashmish is absolutely normal. So then there are several poskim of the opinion, the marsham and many poskim. The marsham was always known as a big maker, and everything from A to Z, from the beginning to the end, he was always a maker on it. That's why Rabbi Leon feels that the Yodin program should stress the Masham. The Dark Yeshua writes, Munkache writes, that he quotes a lot of Mashams, but he says you should always be careful with the Masham. The schoolers are always a little bit too much. You have to tone it down a little bit. I told you nice that the Masham about Abkhaim with the Masham, like the name. He's always a big maker. Yeah. So the Masham is the first one who has this idea developed. He explains it, Baruch is ready, it's found in Rishonim in the Marshal, and others have it, but the Marshal explains it a little more. He says, just like if the woman is Muberes, or just like if the woman is a Skein of Akora, an Islandess, or whatever, and we know for sure she's Enevuya Lahoylid, it's not the violation of Hashkosa Zeres. So even if there's something extraneous in the Gufisha, as long as it doesn't interfere with the Hanuas HaTashmish, then he says that that's not a violation of Hashkosa Zeres. This is a shot. Yes, it would be on the man. If the moch is there, b'shas tashmish, then the man is being mocked. There's a shaila in Taisus, whether the woman has an isur of hashchasa zera. Taisus has a big machlokes with the Ramban. What's the nature of the isur of hashchasa zera? Is hashchasa zera a bitul? It's an isur esti of pirig rivya. So if women are not muzer, women don't have the mitzvah of pirig rivya, we don't pass hakadosh mamburg, and then women don't have the isur of hashchasa zera either. That's how the Rabbi Natam holds, and Goyim also, Tosafos says in Sanhedrin, Goyim who don't have a mitzvah of Pirei Rivya would also not have the Yisur of Hashkosa Zera. That Shita's Rabbi Natam in many places, both the Gabi Goyim and the Gabi women. This is Halacha L'maisa, let's say, there was a modern trend among psychiatrists or psychologists, I don't know, and have a lot of people who are Meshug, a lot of men who are crazy, but sometimes when they treat them, they tell them to be Mashli Zera. This somehow helps them become a little more normal. Ganz normal, they won't become, but it somehow helps them become a little normal. So the question is, if these people are Jews, so are you permitted to tell them to be Mashli Zera? It's an Issa with Neva to seek a mission. Who does on his own is one thing, but if you encourage him to do it, it's an Issa with Neva. So let's say if your clients are Goyim, let's say I'm a psychologist and I treat Goyim. So So is there an isar of lifnei v'nisita michshol on to tell a goy? So there is a din lifnei v'nisita on goy. But the question is the goy muzer on hashchos is zera? So Tosis and Sanhedrin quotes Rabbi Nitam, the goyim are not muzer on hashchos is zera. That's Rabbi Nitam, she taught that hashchos is zera, the nisar eser appearing in Israel. And women are going, don't have the mitzvah, so they don't have the isar either. And the Ramban, in Nido, the beginning of the second parak, has a whole attack against Tosis, and many Rishonim disagree with this Rabbi Nitam. The whole is not true. The Gemara says that Ashkos Azer, in addition to preventing having children, so it's an essay, a peer review, it's also a form of loisirtso, that it's considered as if you're killing the babies that could have been born with that Zer. Considered as if. It's a far-fetched form of Ritzia. So many Rishonim say that that's, although it's only a drush in the Gemara, they say that that's a drush in Gemara, their Isa, and that is a Geter Hadin, that it's an Iser of Ritzicha, so therefore it applies to women as well, and it applies even to Goyim. And the Ramban brings the raya that the Rashi and Chumash quote from Medrash. In the beginning of the Parshas Noach, it says, "Kihishtis kol bosar is darpoy al ha'oritz." The Chumash Boch brought a Mabul because they all practice Hashkos HaZera. That's why the Mabul came. So Goyim are not muzer on the mitzvah, they don't have the mitzvah of Piri Rivi, so they don't have the aver of Hashkos HaZera. So why did God punish the whole world that he brought a Mabul? If they violated an Isser, that they're not mechuyif to observe? So what's the aver? The Ramban says that the Ferish and Medrish, Kihishchis Kabos is Dal Kahoris, and the Mosses says it refers to the Ashkos Ezerah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought a Mabul. So you see, it's not only an Avera of Piri V'Rivyor, it's an Avera of Yitzicha as well. The Mishnah Lamelech answers the Kasha of the Ramban against those who says that that's not a Raya. Because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that Piri V'Rivyor is written in Kaidah Matan Terah and Parashas Bereshis, by Yom Ulaim Alakim Pru, by Rochas and Mekim, Bereshis Perak Aleph. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that a mitzvah which is written Kodem Matan Torah and not repeated and is not repeated later, so from the time of Matan Torah on, only applies to the Bnei Yisrael and no longer applies to the grain. But up until the point of Matan Torah, it did apply to the grain. So the story of the Mabul was Kodem Matan Torah. So the Mishnah Melech says in the end of Hilchas Malachim that at that time, the Goyim did have the mitzvah of Piri V'Rivyor. So therefore they did have the din of Hashkos HaZera. The Rabbi Netanya says in Sanhedrin that the Goyim don't have a din of Ashkos HaZera, that means the Zman HaZera, they don't have a din of Ashkos HaZera, because the Zman HaZera, they no longer have a din of Piri V'Rivyor. But the Mabul that occurred to the Matan Torah, at that time, they did still have the din of Piri V'Rivyor, so therefore they did still have the din of Ashkos HaZera. That's the Mishnah Melech's Teretz and the Rabbi Netanya.
Could you say that there are two parts of
No, but then we say the Yisr only applies when it's Shaloi B'derach Tashmish. Whenever the person is making a Tashmish Kedarka, so then there's no Yisr at all. That's certainly mut. So what's called Shaloi B'derach Tashmish? That's the Machloikus and Achronim. Whenever there's something extraneous, far into the body, it's considered Shaloi B'derach Tashmish. Well, no. Whenever the thing that's extraneous, that's inserted, interferes with the normal Maisa Tashmish. But if the Tashmish is the way it always is, and then there's something further in the Beis HaRechem that prevents the Zerah from causing Leidah, that would not be a violation. That's the Machloik. That's a big Machloik. Some hold it's no good, others hold it is good. That's a big Machloik. Chazanish was masking with the Masha. Chazanish was a big Machner, was masking with the Masha. He held a diaphragm Zamutah. Although he's supposed to have diaphragm Zamutah, but there are other problems. You have to have Piri V'Rivyor. He didn't have any children. It's not because of Chazanish, not because he practiced birth control. He didn't have. He wasn't blessed with children. But you have to do the kind of Piri V'Rivyor, then after Piri V'Rivyor, there's another din. The Gemara says, that even if you have children at a young age, the Gemara says in Yevamos, you should have children even in an older age. So there's a question of person, how seriously do you have to take that din of Lera Batanach Yodech, and what if it'll interfere with your learning? Are you still mechuyav? Let's say a guy wants to learn the Talmud Chacham. He's going to have a lot of children, they're going to fatum his home. So the Rishonim discuss in the Yevamos is, does he still have this mitzvah of Lera Batanach Yodech or not? Okay, what didn't we discuss? What didn't we review? We didn't review the din in Kira yet. We didn't review Refuah Hanikeres and Tfilah Hanikeres. We didn't review Rechitza Shal Tainig on Yom Kippur, on Tisha B'Av. Then Tosafot discusses the Hazor that's done before the The Hazor, the Tvila that's done before the Hazor, of the Eva part, Tvila that's done after the Hazor. I'm surprised if it was us. It should be at the end of Hilchas Malachim. And the Rambam quotes all the Dinim of Bnei Noach.
Because
that interferes with the normal tashmish.
Yeah, but the Masham says mutter.
Masham says it's only mutter if it's further into the Beis HaRechem, so it doesn't interfere with the tashmish. The diaphragm is further in. Right, so he says that since the tashmish is kedarko, the Eber HaZachor, the Eber HaKevro, there's nothing interfering there. The blockage is further in, so the Tashmish Kedark, the Shaito is Kedark, it's normal.
What are the modern poskim take today? The
Dai Poskim? I feel like some holds also, some holds one.
If I started in the shul the second day of Yom Tov with other people, Americans who are davening with me,
I'm
not putting on tefillin.
You're not putting on tefillin either. No, you put on at home.
I put on at home.
Yeah, don't do a different
thing. No, you have to not put on tefillin. So what should I daven at home?
Shema? The same
fish. And then say it again in the shul.
Yeah. So. Well, it depends. If you go, the minion is going to daven as Man Krishma.
I don't know. You know,
the minion makes Man Krishma.
I think Hekel Shmuel
or the place. But Hekel Shmuel, right. Yeah. If the minion is going to make Man Krishma, so daven and shul, and then put on the tefillin at home and say Krishna at home. But the minion is not going to make Man Krishma. Put on your tefillin before.
So there's two concepts. There's the period of Rivian and there's Hanar. So Marsham says, since it's Hanar, that would be a Kedarka.
He says, whenever the Tashmish itself is Kedarka, even if there's something further in the Guf Yisha that blocks the Zerah from reaching the Beis HaRechem, he claims that that's not called Ashkos and Zerah.
So what is it?
What's Mutter?
It's what's it called? Hanos Bir?
It's called a Bir Kedarka. So just like there says a Bir Kedarka by a Muberes and by a Skena and by an Akora and by an Island, it says Mutter, even though the Zerah will not lead up to a baby. So he says, even if you have something blocking further in, but so the Bia is called the Bia Kedar.
So I have a shayla. According to the Shad that we share, as many babies to quicken the Bia Samash.
Yeah.
How about when a woman is like 45 already, she still could be giving, but it's maybe it might come out, the baby will come out.
So you don't? So let someone else bingo she.
Oh, you mean it's not a chit? Oh, no, of course not for the woman, a chit. I'm saying for the man.
No, if a woman
we don't know if it's a chance. Could be a good chance. No, that's a
chance. The Hasim Mashiach. Does she have a mitzvah period review?
No, but he does. So I'm saying, say he says this.
The Gemara says the only Yitzhak period review, if the children are really loyal, if they're physically able to.
So how about the Shai, like she's 45, there's like a 50-50 chance that the baby will come out.
You don't know.
Does the
measure
of
the
sugar go something, but after having a baby for like 2 years,
you know, it doesn't like that. It says that what Rav Henkel is saying, so he says what they say that in Lithuania, they gave him 2 years, 2-3 years after, he says he doesn't remember, he lived in Europe and he never heard of it.
Thank you.
I really agree with that. It was Kisa's Pesach.
When
Kisa's Pesach,